Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loom. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet of comprising 50 million rounds of ammunition. 20 different calibers in your handgun, 22 different calibers in your long gun. Shotgun ammunition of the craziest type, like the Dragon's Breath. They've got that. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Zeke Stout, and I'd like to welcome new sponsor, SDI. Now, SDI stands for something called Sinaran Desert Institute, and this is a school. It's an online school, but they have accreditation you won't believe. And one of the things they teach is firearms technology. So, well, we're going to be joined by Zeke Stout. We're going to find out about SDI and what they have to offer. And for any of you that are out there looking at a career, maybe in construction services or arts and sciences, they also teach that in addition to firearms technology. If you want to be a gunsmith, which my son is wanting to be a gunsmith. He's already gotten one qualification. He may be going to SDI. That's all coming up second hour, however. Now, and yes, there are sounds in the background because I have started shooting video for the... Today is the first day of shooting for the documentary that is coming. We'll talk about the documentary later. Recently, Chicago Mayor and former White House Chief of Staff Rombo got out there and said, you know, first of all, he said that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Because at that point, you can play on the emotions and do things you wouldn't normally be able to do when people are not sitting around feeling bad about themselves and sorry for themselves. Chicago had a very bloody Memorial Day weekend. Saw a dozen people killed, including a four-year-old girl. And, of course, that's a local crisis, of course. So we can't leave that to waste, even though he just got reelected. So he's calling for stricter gun control. He did this at a luncheon honoring police officers for valor and service. It's not just about how many police you have, he said. It's about the quantity of guns that are on the street, so we actually have gun laws that back up the men and women we just recognized. That delusional sentiment directed at the inanimate objects was mirrored by White House spokeshole Josh Earnest. He said, obviously there's more common sense things we could do, certainly passage of some gun safety laws in Congress that could keep guns out of the hands of criminals would be one thing that we could do to try to limit the violence. So, there was a response to this liberal talking point from somebody who actually knows something about the way crime affects people in the United States. And that came from America's favorite sheriff right now, I think, and that would be David Clark out of Milwaukee. He went on Fox Business Network's Lou Dobbs to say that Rombo was shooting blanks and suggesting that the problem was guns and not the criminals who used them. He describes it as dead wrong, observing that he must have gone to the same school that President Barack Obama did on how to run a law enforcement agency. This is what happens when you have community organizers and academic elites and eggheads and others who don't know a thing about policing in the American ghetto when they start to dabble in police science. This is from David Clark. He says the city's experiencing these heightened levels of violence. Might as well get used to it, because this is what you're going to have as long as you're going to try to turn cops into social workers, and you're going to try to get them to emphasize de-escalation and more dialogue instead of going on the offensive to go after some very dangerous individuals. Investors Business Daily noted in 2013 the problem in Chicago has historically not been gun violence, but gang violence. And the fact is, you know, even with concealed carry in Chicago today, 80% of Chicago's murders and shootings are gang-related. By one estimate, the city has 68,000 gang members, four times the number of police officers. Police audit last spring identified 59 gangs and 625 factions, mostly on the south and west sides, none of which is going to submit to things like universal background checks. In 2014, city fathers were crowing about a drop in the crime rate from the prior year, but they did not bother to acknowledge its connection to Illinois becoming the last state in the union to allow some form of concealed carry. Now, Jerry McCarthy, the police superintendent, of course, the one out there that said, "My officers will shoot concealed carriers," he got out there and he said at a recent city council hearing, reported the good news of less crime. He credited better police work. There's another factor he left unstated, the increase in the number of pistol packing permits that let citizens defend themselves, their families, and their neighbors. Laws left criminals uncertain of who might be able to shoot back. Richard Pearson, executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, said in the Washington Times, "It isn't any coincidence that crime rates started to go down when concealed carry was permitted. Just the idea that criminals don't know who is armed and who isn't has a deterrent effect, that specter of the unknown." The police department hasn't changed a single tactic. They haven't announced a shift in policy, and yet they have these incredible numbers, and they are incredible. Some crime rates have gone down as high as 27%. They just had the very much publicized Uber shooting in downtown, I think it was in Logan Square in Chicago, where a cab driver stopped what would have been a mass shooting. Another mass shooting in what used to be a gun-free zone. The answer to crime would seem not to be taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, but going after the criminals, and Clark points this out. And it's starting to take its toll on America. In Baltimore, which has been trying to have a resurgence of sorts, they are in very serious danger of going down the tubes, of getting to some point where it is unredeemable. Clark points out that the Democrat method of dealing with the problem is to deflect away from the behavior of many young black males in the American ghetto and instead pile on the law enforcement officer. And in the end, the loser of all of this is the good law-abiding black Americans that live in these places. And there's a lot more of them than there are of the criminal element. So the root cause, of violence in our cities is not bad white cops. It's not guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, and it's not the law-enforcing police. Although there's plenty of bad cops out there. Don't kid. Don't get me wrong. I think there's been 400 deaths by cop this year already. Some of them, I'm sure, justified. Some of them maybe a little iffy. But this is the decay bred by liberal governance, by their hold on power. And they keep getting reelected by their victims. Scapegoating is, you know, they can scapegoat the white cops. That's not going to change anything. Gun owners, that's not going to change anything. They're going to tell the victims that these are the problems, when the victims already know what the problem is. They know what the problem is. And they'll happily point it out, but they keep reelecting the same victimizers that caused this in the first place. And that's part of the problem, and the solution actually lays within the hands of the citizens in these areas. Hopefully they'll wake up and figure that out. We'll see. We'll be right back on a Monday. On a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, they have one little rule. They don't put it on the website unless it's in stock. That, you know, for those of you who went looking for ammunition during the panic, that has a lot. That goes a long way, doesn't it? Because, you know, you'd go to websites and they would say, yes, we carry this and we'll let you know. After you order it, maybe, or something, we'll let you know when it's in stock. So when you go to Ammunition Depot, if you see it, what you see is what you get. And they have some of the craziest prices you've ever seen. Depending on, and it doesn't matter whether you're looking at 20 rounds or 2,000. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from the desk of John Snyder from gunrightspolicies.org, he says, we need personal firearms because police are becoming wary of confrontation with violent criminals. He says that citizens have to be able to get and use handguns to stop these criminals. People have to be able to protect themselves and their families from violent criminal attack. This is true generally for people, including people living in poor neighborhoods. Now, let's look at the dynamic, shall we, of what we have going on right now in the United States. We know that crime is down 50% over the last 20 years. This is not good for the liberal narrative. This is very bad, in fact, for the liberal narrative. In fact, this is it's horrible. It's horrible. It's just not working out. So what have we got going on? All of a sudden, it's like there's been some, there used to be this this little coordinative effort. They called it the Journo list. And it was on a listserv. It wasn't via email or anything else. It was something you logged into. And this was on, this goes back to the early days of the Internet, this kind of setup, this kind of infrastructure. So most people don't know about it. Most people don't go to these things. So they set up the Journo list, and it was actually running after the Obama inauguration, the first time out. And this is where liberal journalists would get together on this listserv and coordinate their talking points. And this was where you would see something that you would hear in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, you would hear echoed in Albuquerque, New Mexico amongst the liberals. This is how they got their talking points together. This is how they make it seem like they're so well-coordinated. They are well-coordinated. They all get the same talking points. And now, one of the things all of a sudden we've had happen, we see police shootings more highlighted now. And I'm not the one to say that they shouldn't be highlighted. I think that I think as one of the things for their own protection, because most cops are good people. For their own protection, they should be wearing some sort of a camera. And it should be on as soon as they stick it on. It should have a battery to last their entire shift. They should not be able to disable the camera themselves. They need to have a camera on their body. They need to have a camera on their vehicle. And record what they do. Record everything they do. Some things we're going to see we're not going to like. Some things we see, we're going to say, well, I completely understand it. One thing that you can't get around, though, is the fact that these guys have to make some quick decisions sometimes, and sometimes they make bad ones. But that's neither here nor there. We've suddenly got this thing where it is okay to demonize and vilify the police. From the authorities, from the governments, from the governments themselves. We got, Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million in taxes. And he's been appointed as one of President Barack Obama's advisors, by Barack Obama. So I guess he's sort of, right now, the Teflon Don or something. He's untouchable. But he's out there calling for things about police. Mayor Bill de Blasio, out of New York, he's calling for things against police. Everybody's calling for things against police. So guess what? The police are becoming unwilling to do the job. What is that going to lead to a rise in? That's going to lead to a surge in lawlessness. Because the American police officer has become quite agitated over the last 9 months. President Barack Obama, according to Heather McDonald, she says Barack Obama and Eric Holder, before he stepped down last month, embraced the conceit that law enforcement in black communities is infected by bias. The news media pump out a seemingly constant stream of stories about alleged police mistreatment of blacks, with reports often buttressed by cell phone videos that rarely capture the behavior that calls an officer to use force. This incessant drumbeat against the police has resulted in what St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, last November, he called this the Ferguson effect. Police are beginning to disengage from discretionary enforcement activity and the criminal element is feeling empowered. So guess what? We may be getting ready to see a surge, a going back. And guess what they'll tie this into? To the armed American. Because we've been touting the reason crime has gone down is because of the armed American. That's what they'll be pounding. Now police, they're a little wary about these confrontations. This comes because politicians and loud-mouthed social activists have been demonizing cops for their tough arrests of violent criminals. And who can blame them? I don't blame them. I don't know that I might quit. I would probably quit. I mean, it's not as bad as being a soldier. Being a soldier is bad all the time. It's bad all the time. There's reasons for that. But being a cop is not much better. Now, being a cop, you have more people coming after you with their opinions, and they don't know what you do. And I don't know what they do. I've never been a police officer. I support them. The ones I know, I support. If I see one, I would not hesitate to defend a police officer if he was getting beat down, no matter what the reason. No matter what the reason. We'll sort it out later. But if he's being attacked by a mob, it just got one more fighter. One more. And I won't be shooting them, but I will be pistol whipping them. And that's because one of the things that a lot of us take for granted is civility. Civility. And when you lose civility in a society, that kind of thing, it becomes like The Purge, like that movie The Purge, where lawlessness, and it all becomes about who's the strongest. Survival of the fittest. Most of us are not the fittest. So lots of innocent people go down over that. And we can't have that. We are better than that. That simply will not stand. Not in this nation. Not in 2015. Not at all. So first thing that we need to do is we need to go find police officers and let them know that we support them. And then go on from there. Nothing wrong with having a relationship with them. They're not a different species. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you
you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a... Wow. I hear an echo right now there, Scott. You got it? Okay, there it goes. Okay. I was coming over twice. That's twice the fun. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet filled with 20 different varieties of handgun ammunition, 22 different varieties of rifle ammunition, all kinds of crazy shotgun ammunition, and if you see it in or on the website, that means it is in on stock. Since I messed up once, I messed up twice. And the prices are insane. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. This past Friday, CNN commentator Mark Lamont Hill, he angered a few people on Twitter, which, you know, Twitter, I'm never going to be involved in Twitter. I got to be honest with you. I'm not involved with Twitter. I wouldn't do Facebook if I didn't have to. But I didn't feel like I had to for the show. I wouldn't do it at all. Not at all. Not even a little bit. And that's because it's both of those things, they seem to mess up the dynamic a little bit. Mark Lamont Hill, who's ever heard of him? He's on CNN a lot. But, I mean, who out there says, did you hear? Most of you have never heard of Mark Lamont Hill. Anyway, on Twitter, he suggested that protests outside of a mosque against Islam constitute terrorism. This tweet was issued in response to a planned protest outside a Phoenix mosque, reportedly attended by the two gunmen who attacked at a free speech event in Garland, Texas, and who were summarily dealt with in 15 seconds. I wonder if that was terrorism, Mark. He tweeted, "So a group of people are going to stand outside a mosque, toting guns and wearing t-shirts that say, expletive deleted, Islam. How is this not terrorism?" I don't know. I kind of think it's probably, it's called turning the tables. One person supporting Hill compared the anti-Islam protesters to tactics used by the KKK. Another supporter claimed that intimidation falls under terrorism. One person asked Hill if protesters standing outside police stations with profane signs attacking officers would be terrorists as well. He said, in response, if they're holding guns and committing acts solely designed to intimidate, provoke, absolutely. Then some adults got involved and said, you know, maybe, no, because nobody wants Sharia law in this country, except maybe you, Obama, and Jarrett. I love how the left thinks. Provocative behavior is illegal when it affects one of their protective groups, another person added. One online critic told Hill that he doesn't get to redefine terrorism while apologizing for terrorist acts. Another person told Hill that protesters peacefully exercising their First and Second Amendment rights are not terrorists. But the Twitter user said making people afraid for their life to draw a cartoon is... Hill was not the only person to call the protest a form of terrorism. One Twitter user using the hashtag NotMyAmerica seemed to agree with Hill. Armed men surrounding and harassing a minority religious institution is not free speech. It's terrorism. I don't have to be a Muslim to be outraged by armed men terrorizing a U.S. mosque, just a human being, according to another person. Criticism of the views held by counter-protesters was not limited to Twitter. Our men are not terrorizing a U.S. mosque, said a post of the conservative blog Weasel Zippers. This is a mosque that yielded two terrorists that went to Garland and shot up the event. The protesters are the ones who have been threatened with death, not the mosque goers. Hundreds of protesters faced off outside the mosque, engaging in heated debate. Police formed a line between protesters and counter-protesters to minimize the possibility of physical confrontation. As it was reported earlier Friday, John Reisheimer, a veteran of the U.S. Army Marine Corps who organized the event, was the target of death threats issued by ISIS supporters on Twitter. The protest continues as of this writing and so far has had no reports of violence. A live feed by Fox 10 can be seen here. Let me explain something to you. If this ever happens in my local area, I will be there in the protest. Come hell or high water. And if they're carrying guns, I too will be carrying guns. Now, in South Carolina, we can't carry anything out in the open. So I'll have to carry something that I will conceal. And that's fine, because they won't see it. But I will be there. We have two mosques that I know of in the upstate of South Carolina. Two. And do I believe that all Muslims are terrorists actively? No, I don't believe that at all. I do know that they were dancing in the streets all over the world, in the Islamic world, when those planes hit the towers. They were dancing in the streets. So while they may not actively be out there, they're not condemning it. They're not condemning it. They're not doing like I would do, where if a gun carrier got out there and broke the law and committed murder, I'd be all over him. Because he's become a criminal. He used to be one of us. Now he's not one of us anymore. He's become one of them. This kind of thing, we're going to have to engage in this kind of thing. This is not going to stop anything, though. The protests will not stop anything. But we do have to show them. We do have to show these radical Islamists that would go someplace and try to shoot the place up for drawing a cartoon that it ain't going to be free. If you'll excuse my lack of good English, it is not going to be free if you decide you're going to try to do some ISIS operations here in the good old U.S. of A. I would suggest what you already probably know, that you know that where your primary targets are, you're going to have pretty free reign. But that's the only place. That's the only place. That's the other thing I don't get about people like Mark Lamont Hill, who does it at CNN, which I know CNN has, I don't know if he's, if when they're filming with him, if he's in Atlanta or in New York. But if he's in New York, he's in this big cultural hub where all of the liberals hang out and where nobody has guns. And if they decide to attack CNN in New York, it's going to largely be just like it was at Charlie Hebdo in Paris. Except the cops there do carry guns in New York. Unlike some of the hapless police officers that actually responded and ran to their deaths in Paris. I do not get it. However, we're going to see more of this. This is something, you know, right now everybody's sitting around going, you know, Hillary had an email server that it was her own personal email server. That's important. That needs to be looked at. But nobody's paying any attention to this at all. What's happening right here? We heard this thing about, well, you know, there's 71 fighters in 15 states and they're just waiting on the word. Nothing else. We've heard nothing else about that since Garland, Texas. Everybody's been patting themselves on the back. Well, you know, in Garland, that cop he got up there, he dealt with it, didn't he? And some SWAT guys they showed up too, they dealt with it, didn't they? Yeah. And that was great. But it isn't done. That's a problem. This is the give and take, swapping back and forth. This is like a badminton game going on all the time. All the time. And if you don't look at it as such, it will catch you by surprise. Whenever I hear about one of these acts of ultra-violence happening in the United States, first thing I look at is, where did it happen? Because that's going to tell you a lot about why it happened. Was it a crime of opportunity? Now, for the zealots that attack places like Vaughn Foods where they try to saw somebody's head off, that was not exactly well thought out because that guy got shot by the owner. But we're going to see more of this. Oh, yeah. We're going to see more of this. No way to get around it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the place to go. They have the largest in-stock selection of ammunition that I've seen out there, and I have looked. And they have some of the, I mean, prices that beat everybody, as far as I can tell. On when they're running a sale, they enter their own special place of insanity with some of the prices they have. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. As we finish out the Barack Obama years, we have something coming at us now called the Unified Agenda. This was published May 22nd. It shows that the Department of Justice and the ATF are pushing a number of new gun control rules for implementation by executive fiat. Remember this, he can only take what is actually existing law at the time in force and do something with it. That's one thing to bear in mind all the time. For some reason in late 2012, early 2013, everybody forgot that. But keep that in mind. It has to be in place. Anything else beyond that, then things have to be looked at a little harder. Now, these rules have been previously reported that are coming. They're going to further limit the number of people who can legally buy or possess a gun, and will heave even more record-keeping requirements on the backs of the FFL holders. The Unified Agenda, which ubiquitously provides federal agencies with the most systematic government-wide method to alert the public about their upcoming proposed rules, is chock full of new things going against guns and the right to keep and bear arms. But they're buried in a mass of other rules and are therefore easy to miss without spending time going over it line by line. We're talking about 2,300 additional rules, not all of them gun control. Okay? This is how they're buried. 2,300 new rules across every federal agency. The 2014 Unified Agenda had 3,400 new rules. So let's look at some of these rules. One of them, RIN 1140 AA04, will expand persons barred from gun ownership and possession by including misdemeanor crimes of domestic violence as grounds for forfeiting the right to ship, transport, possess, or receive in or affecting commerce firearms or ammunition. This one will end up getting challenged. This one will. They have caveats in the law today for people convicted of felonies to try to get their gun rights back. There's no way this misdemeanor, I mean, this means that if you slap your wife, or if you get slapped by your wife, or if you yell at somebody, there's a possibility you could lose your gun rights. So, and don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning slapping your wife, or being slapped by your wife, or yelling at anybody, but there's crime, and then there's crime. Another rule, 1140AA47, broadens the number of people barred from gun possession by expanding the ATF's mental health provisions on background checks. Remember, Barack Obama wants to make the mere decision to own a gun a mental health issue. You know, the NRA has pointed this out. Most mentally ill people pose no threat to society. And this is actually going to become snares for masses of mostly harmless individuals that don't want to buy guns, which is going to further lock up the system as you're dealing with all of these people that are not even part of the problem. RIN 1140AA41 impacts FFLs by creating new reporting requirements for lost or stolen guns, as well as new reporting requirements for lost or stolen guns that have been recovered. If you find them, got problems. If you lose them, got problems. RIN 1140AA43 impacts trusts that hold firearms regulated by the NFA. The rule requires trust corporations or legal entities possessing the guns to produce a responsible person who can undergo a background for guns in probate, which are then before they are passed on to a descendant. This person would complete a specified form and submit photographs and fingerprints simply to hold the guns while the estate is settled. Now, the DOJ does throw a bone to trusts by allowing the transfer to the descendant to occur thereafter in a tax-exempt way. But that all happens after the government has been able to extend the paper trail for these transactions and owners just a bit further. There's others, but this is just a taste of what they got going on. Some of these rules are not new. Some of these are 1-2 years old. They're just now in the unified agenda for final action. This is where Obama plans to forge, if you will, his legacy. Coming out of the humble state of Maine, the Maine Senate has passed legislation for constitutional carry by a vote of 21-14. It did not fall, surprisingly, along party lines as 3 Democrats voted in favor of liberty, while 2 Republicans turned their back on the Constitution and the rights of the people. And now it heads to the state legislature, which is expected to pass it when it is taken up within the next couple of days. This bill, LD 652, would make Maine the 7th state that would allow individuals to carry concealed handguns without a permit. It has 96 co-sponsors, more than half the members of the legislature, and the blessing of some members of the Republican and Democratic leadership. It will be the first New England state that passes constitutional carry. Vermont does not count. Vermont has never had a law against carrying a gun. That's why they don't count. They have been, as far as guns are concerned, and I don't know anybody that lives in Vermont. I've got a caller who used to live in Vermont, and I hear from him from time to time, but I don't know anybody currently lives in Vermont. But they've never had a law that regulates how they can carry a gun. The only time you mess with somebody in Vermont that is carrying a gun is if he carries it pointed at somebody in a bank or something. They don't mess with you until you mess up. But, anyway, you know, that's beside the point. For a New England state to actively pass legislation unequivocally returning the rights to keep and bear arms without needing permission from the government is huge. It also sets up the sandwich effect with New Hampshire. How long is it going to be before the live free or die state avoid, you know, how long are they going to be able to avoid this when they're quite literally wedged between Vermont and Maine? Surrounded by liberty, if you will. course, not everybody's happy with this result. And they were completely caught off guard by it. They were blindsided by how lopsided the vote was. One of them, South Portland Police Chief Edward Goggins, an opponent of the Second Amendment, had this to say. I was under the impression it was going to be a lot closer. No doubt Chief Goggins just buys into this idea that people will just want to be sheep. They want to be neutral. They want to willingly kowtow in the name of peace to the authority in order to exercise their rights, what they're allowed to keep at that point. That's not to say that all law enforcement in Maine is against the against constitutional carry. While the Maine chiefs of police continue to make the illogical argument that the permit scheme keeps guns out of the hands of criminals, the Maine State Police publicly supported constitutional carry during a hearing on April the 8th. State Police Major Christopher Groton testified in support, arguing that Maine's permit system is antiquated and that permitting is inconsistent across the state's more than 400 municipalities. He also stated that the permit system does not prevent a dangerous person from owning or carrying a gun, whether hidden or in the open, which is true. Goggins, however, with a straight face, said, even though the concealed weapons permit process is not perfect, it does offer a reasonable check without which anyone can carry concealed. Because all those criminals are lining up at the permit office right after they get the background check. Right, Chief? That's a bunch of junk, and I'm glad that the Maine senators didn't listen to that junk. It doesn't do away with the permitting system. It just makes it optional. Until the rest of the United States gets back to where you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun, there's going to be permits if you're crossing state lines. So we'll see. And then, coming up after that, will be Governor Paul LePage. He has not come out and stated a position on the current legislation, but has vetoed legislation that would have strengthened the permitting system in the past. He said, eventually, I believe we will see legislation that will allow people to carry concealed weapons without going through the bureaucratic maze of applying for a permit. That sounds like a signature. And yet I live here in South Carolina, the red state, where we can't get anything near this. We can't even get a vote on it. I do declare. Coming up next, Zeke Stout from SDI on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.